Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Sir, the next item, as you announced in your speech, is a requirement that federal workers return to full-time in-person work immediately.
It was one of the very first things Donald Trump did after being sworn in. He was there at Capital One Arena. You can hear the crowd screaming. It's Trump signed that executive order requiring most federal employees to return to work in person full time. This is going to be interesting. The question I think a lot of people would naturally ask is, does he have the power to do that? Well, the answer is yes, absolutely he does. Where he's going to face a challenge is that about 26% or so of these employees are unionized. And a lot of these unions years ago, they negotiated where a certain percentage of their staff is able to work either fully remote or have a hybrid schedule.
With the Biden administration.
Yes, where they're able to work maybe 2 days from home. So if you have it in an agreement with a union, again, that's about 26% of federal employees who fall under that category. He would either have to renegotiate with them or wait for that current contract to expire and then try to figure out what's next. There are certain employees who would need to have, you know, special, you know, criteria for working in person, like say if they're handicapped or whatever the case may be. This is going to be interesting, and I kind of have mixed feelings about this because I know people who work for the federal government, and the people I know work mostly in person, full-time in the office. But I know they're one of a few people out of the hundreds of people in their department that actually go in person. You know, a lot of them
How did that happen? Are
working a couple days at home at least or fully remote. It's hard because during COVID, a number of these departments, not just the federal government, but we're obviously talking about that right now, but a number of them, you know, we were forced to work at home because of COVID. And so they didn't even need their buildings anymore. So I would imagine many of these buildings just sat vacant for years and
still are,
or some were maybe sold off or rented out to somebody else. And it's going to be interesting to see how they structure this because Trump is expecting people who were not unionized and who have the ability to do so to be in the office. I feel for people who agreed to a job with the understanding that, you know, hey, I really like this. It's a good fit for me and my family because of the flexibility. I've been open about this. You know, our bosses have been fantastic, knowing that my number one priority is to be a mom first. You know, my job comes second. I love this job, but I really wanted a job that was going to be flexible. And I love this job in and of itself, but I also really appreciate that it's flexible. And there are going to be quite a few people who are these federal employees who really need that flexible schedule and are going to say, if you're going to force me to work in person, I can't. And I think you're going to see a lot of resignations. In fact, I know some people with the person I mentioned, I know who works for the federal government, because this was just kind of a thing during the COVID era, these departments started hiring people from across the country. So you have staff members who are working, I mean, in all kinds of different states. So you would have to force them to not only come into the office, but force them to relocate, to move their entire family. So I support the whole in office thing. Like, I get why he wants to do this. I actually am in favor of that. But I empathize with these employees whose lives are about to be very flipped upside down in some cases, who have enjoyed this flexibility. And now they're being told, hey, you have to come back to work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
You have a job, and I think you need to be there for your job. Now, I empathize with people who go out and search for a job that has flexibility. If you know that when you took the job, I have some empathy for you on that. And maybe that's the kind of job you need to have. But we let people go home during a pandemic. And the federal government bureaucrats saw an opportunity and seized on it and continued to let people work from home. I refuse to believe they are as efficient at home as they are when they're at work, when they're in the workplace. I'm not talking about people that can do radio from home if need be. I'm talking about people that have a sales job or a production job or whatever else it is. I think they're more efficient if they're in the workplace where if the boss needs to talk to him, he doesn't have to schedule a Zoom call with them. He can go down and knock on their door and deal with them. I think this was a failed experiment and people got spoiled by it. And now Donald Trump is correcting that course. It's not a private business. It's the federal government. If you want to work for the people, I think he's got the right to set those parameters and say, I'm sorry if you came in the middle of this and you think you can live on the beach and do this remotely. We're going to require you to come back into the office. I'm glad to see it because what it's going to allow, I believe, Kim, is them to decide who is a crucial employee and who's not, who is a critical employee to this operation and who's here because their uncle used to work here, right, and they got the job and they're not very good at what they do. We need more of those workers, mm-hmm, who are there getting the job done. I'm sorry, I'm old school on this. I think you should be in the office.
No, I do think you're more efficient when you're in the office. And, there's this whole mindset, and it's not entirely wrong, out of sight, out of mind, that if you're at home and your boss doesn't see you, it's easy to kind of, yes, forget about you and not want to say, hey, could you actually do this for me too? It has to be so annoying for bosses when they need something that they have to try to get a hold of a person on the phone. Let's be real. If you're home, you could easily just ignore that call and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was tied up in another phone call or another meeting and I've got to get back to you. Versus if they knock on your door and you're sitting in your office, it's really hard to say, hey, I'm busy, I can't talk right now.
Right.
So there is something to be said for efficiency when it comes to being in the office. I think this is a necessary step. It's just going to be interesting how this whole thing plays out. I think there's a lot of jobs that can be cut, and I think this is going to reveal that. I think DOGE is going to come in and say, this is wasted spending. We don't need 15 employees doing the work of two staffers. And so I think you're going to trim the fat, if you will. The question is, how many people are currently working from home? Because the White House initially came out, remember that report that came out and said, only 6% of federal employees work in person. And there was some pushback on that. And they were saying, no, that's not it. There's a lot more people who are working in person. This one article, and I've read other ones too, talks about how 46% of federal workers, or 1.1 million people, are eligible for remote work. And about 228,000 of them are fully remote. They don't talk about hybrid. And I think that's probably more popular than people working fully remote. But I agree. People have had this mindset who could work in the office and now just think, well, I'm just going to go on vacation for 2 weeks to the beach and I'm going to do my work there. And let's be real. I just don't think you're as efficient. Generally speaking, I think people have a lot of opinions about this. I was forced to work from home, and I know you were too for a little bit, but I was forced to work from home for, about a year and a half at KMOV. And obviously I got my work done. I was on the news at 10 o'clock and made slot, as we call it. But it's very hard to concentrate, and it was easy to put things off and kind of, if I'm like, well, I'd really like to load the dishes and start dinner, I'm going to push this interview back a little bit. Like, yeah, I got the job done, but could I have been probably more efficient? Yes.
Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm jealous. Maybe that's it, because I have been in two professions now where that would not have been possible, right? In television news, you generally speaking can't work from home, right? During COVID, because honestly, when I was working in TV news, Kim, and you've got me by a couple of years there, right? The technology was not at the point where you could have gone home and edited your story. You had to physically be at the building to get all that stuff done. And maybe the with technology, people can argue that we can do this now. I believe, and will continue to believe, that if I'm a boss, I need to be able to see if my employee's out there working as opposed to guessing. based on their workflow, mm-hmm. whether they're getting the stuff done or not.
Well, a lot of people use extra pressure. People use Teams and things like that, and they can see if someone's logged online. But there are so many ways people
can fake it.
Where you're faking your mouse moving and you're faking clicks on your keyboard. I don't know how to do any of that stuff because I'm not techie, but I know it's out there.
Well, you're not
so
a cheater.
So I don't have sympathy for people who were told, who once worked in the office and they were hired to be in the office full time. They were working from home during COVID and now they're being told to come back and they're whining about it. Get over it. Go back to the office. I do have more empathy for people who were hired under the premise that, hey, this is going to be really flexible. You don't even have to be living in this particular city where we're based out of.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are really about to have to make a very tough decision. Either they're fired if they refuse to come in, and Trump has the authority to do that, or they have to resign. Or move their family.
Maybe I'm just jealous. I heard of a friend, he's now retired, so I can tell this story, who bragged to me one day at our neighborhood pool when I lived in my old neighborhood that he loved working remotely because the other day, he tells me, this would have been in the summer. He said, during turkey season, which would have been the previous fall, I would put an earbud in and listen to the Zoom call I was supposed to be on while I was in my stand turkey hunting, while I was sitting on the ground waiting for a turkey to come by.
Exhibit A.
Thank you. With the phone muted so that if he had to fire his shotgun, they wouldn't hear what was going on in the background.
Gosh.
So I know that's an egregious example of it, and maybe that's why I'm jealous. But I just don't think it lends itself to efficiency, because he might have been sort of listening to what was going on the Zoom call, mm-hmm. but there's no way he was totally committed to that. To that call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
He was doing something else.
Let's be real. People did that stuff all the time. Maybe not to the extent of turkey hunting, but they did other stuff where they were not paying attention. These federal employees, they have to be given written notice they're being fired at least 30 days in advance with an explanation of the reason for their termination and an opportunity to respond. So these federal workers, I'm guessing your departments are about to send you a notice saying, hey, you need to start coming into the office.
Get more at 971talk.com.